Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. Number two. That's right. And we even got DJ Alex Teichert in the house. You know that's a rarity. And it's a good thing when he's up in here, especially on the Magic City Monday. Kerry Kittles, Rob, joining us at the bottom of the hour. I've gotten to love having Kerry on. I think he's really just honest, man. And no holds barred. He says it, calls it like he sees it. So we going to ask him what was up with the Nets on Saturday. Nothing to worry about. But
you mean 0 for 15 in the fourth quarter?
Yeah. I mean, look, they did get bullied, Rob. And, you know, I still got the Nets. But they are a finesse team. I think they'll throw DeAndre Jordan in there if they got to deal with a beast inside. But I'm really looking forward to hearing what Kerry thinks about that. So that'll be good. You definitely want to keep it locked for that. And then, of course, as we do every Monday, sources say we'll follow that. All right, Rob, Kevin Durant, KD, man. KD, look, obviously a fantastic, all-time great player. But he be giving you stuff to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of sports, he be giving you stuff to talk about, whether it's the burner accounts, whether it's going off on somebody, a superstar or celebrity like a Michael Rappaport, a reporter like me or Stephen A. or somebody else, or just your average everyday 15-year-old in his mom's basement. He be giving you stuff to talk about. And KD was on ESPN with Rachel Nichols, and he talked about what motivates him. What's my motivation?
I wasn't expecting to be a happy human being from a title. I was just expecting, like, you know, the ending of a movie. Once you work so hard and everybody tells you, like, yo, this is what you need to be working for. It's this gold ball and these rings. And I'm just like, all right, cool. Let me lock in on that. And I locked in on wanting to achieve that, but I also realized it's a lot of stuff that factors in it that's out of my control. And once I won a championship, I realized that, like, yo, my view on this game is really about development. Like, how good can I be? It's not about let's go get this championship. And I appreciate that stuff, and I want to win and experience that stuff, but it's not the end all be all why I play the game.
All right, I got some thoughts, but I'll let you tackle this first, Rob, if you like.
I mean, I don't think he said anything earth-shattering or I think he checked all the boxes. It's just pretty vanilla white toast. I don't play just for this. It's easy to say that because he's won a couple championships. He's been finals MVP. So I understand it. I mean, what you're not going to sit there and go, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm trying to win a championship every year I play. I mean, it just, first of all, the chances of that, you're setting yourself up for an unrealistic reality.
But others have done that, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, but that's you know not that. But it's unrealistic.
You're not going to win it every year.
I don't care how good. Of course, you want to win, but I'm just saying I don't think that that's it. But once he's won, and he's done it a couple times, I think the idea of just saying to yourself, "Well, I just want to see how good I can be, or be the best player I can be during my 12, 15 year career, whatever it winds up being." It's a good goal to have after you've already achieved that. So I think that's a smart place to be, but he's still in a place where he can win, but it doesn't eat at you. I think it eats at people when you haven't won.
Of course.
Or if you're if you've had steak, you know, and been satisfied, had that great steak at the MGM Kraft steakhouse, you know what I mean, then you're satisfied. For the guy who's never got to taste that steak, then maybe it's a little different.
Okay.
And he's thinking about it. That's all I'm saying. So I don't read too much into it. I think that's a pretty straightforward answer, and I think it's an honest answer.
here's the problem with his answer. And I don't have a huge problem with it, and I'm going to explain why. But this is a problem I have with it. How do we measure development? Honestly, we measure it by wins and stats. I mean, he's going to put up stats. But I don't think he's going – if he goes out there, let's say next year, Rob, what's he averaging now? 27, 7 rebounds and 5 assists, something like that. If he goes out next year and averages 31 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists, and he's gotten better. I mean, you just see his playmaking skills have improved. His court vision has improved somehow. That's hard to improve, but he's improved it. His jump shooting, his three-point shot, now he's taking more three-pointers than mid-range jumpers. All that's improved. He's more of a beast on the backboards, and they get eliminated in the second round. You developed individually. You got better, but you ain't going to be happy. And you certainly won't be praised by those of us in the media.
Yeah, but how did they lose, though? I mean,
it don't matter.
You can't pin it on somebody.
No, but my point is, don't give me the it's all about development. That's this, you know, otherworldly. How do you even measure that other than stats? It's about winning. And now, I think Durant is smart, Rob. I think he wants to win just as much as anybody else. But I think using the approach he gave us, it's all about development. It's just not about wins, you know, winning championships. I think that allows him to stay in the moment. And one of the things that made Phil Jackson great as a coach is he was able to get his players to focus on the journey rather than the destination. Because if you're totally focused on, I guess, got to win this championship, you can mess up on the journey. You can forget the little things and not grow as much as you should because you're so focused on the destination. Rob, I tell young people when I talk to them, college, high school, I say, look, it's great that you want to get to ESPN and be the next Stephen A. Smith, or you want to get to Fox Sports and be the next Skip Bayless or whatever. That's a great goal to have. But the way you get there is to excel where you're at. So if you start off as a high school writer in Idaho, you don't be so obsessed with, I got to get to ESPN. I ain't happy here. I should be up there, you know, covering the Oklahoma City Thunder for ESPN. I'm wasting my time with this. You're not getting there that way. The way to get there is to excel and dominate that high school beat in Iowa. Break the most stories, write the greatest features, and then you rise up. And I think this approach helps Durant keep that focus. Let me just get better every day. Every day I go out, I want to be a better player than I was yesterday. And if I do that, then I put myself in the best position to win championships. And if I don't, again, my mentality of, hey, you know, it's not just about championships, that keeps me able to have peace of mind when everybody else is killing me because I didn't win it. And so I think that is what Durant is doing. I think it's very smart, but I'm just here to just say, we do measure this thing by wins and stats and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I think that you just, at his point, because he has won and he's excelled at a high level, I get it. Like, you just can't obsess about winning a championship and that's it. And if you don't do that, then nothing else matters and whatnot. I think you will live a miserable life if that's your approach. I mean, it's the same thing. You know, for what you talked about earlier, you could be at ESPN or at Fox Sports and be miserable because you're not doing what you're not at the top job. You're not making the most.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So you so you can't live like that, where if you don't have the top job making the most money, then your career is a waste and whatever. You have to be able to say, I'm still doing the best. I'm still putting out the best content. I'm prepared. Right. I'm funny. I'm witty. I'm doing, you know what I mean? I'm doing my job. And one day this opportunity could present itself. I put myself in the best position that if something does open, you know what I mean? That there's a chance that they would consider you. That's the way you have to kind of go about life, not looking and going. And you and I've had the same conversation, Chris, with so many, you know, young, aspiring broadcasters, writers, or whatever. And I just say to them, I said, this whole notion that you want to be on, you want to do debate television is just, it's just too far out there, only from the standpoint that you don't bring anything to the table. Well, and when I go through.
Right, you got to earn that.
Right. When I go through everybody who's there and what they did and what they covered, they look at me and like, you know what I mean? I'm saying.
Right.
No, Skip didn't show up out of nowhere. Like,
right. I got an opinion. Right. I got an opinion. I could be. And you know what, Rob? And I got to credit Stephen A on this. Because people are right. Everybody got an opinion. Now, they might melt in front of the camera. They might not be able to expound upon it, you know, for 10
minutes. A lot of people
minutes.
Couldn't articulate it, right.
Right. And so, but forget that part. Everybody's got an opinion. But Stephen A made a great point. He said, the thing is, you have to earn the credibility where people care about your opinion.
Right, right.
And that's and you and I and him and Skip and Tony Kornheiser, Michael Wilbon and Jamel Hill and
Michael Smith.
We all earned it, yes, by reporting.
Right.
Shannon Sharp and others, Brandon Marshall, Marcellus Wiley, they earned it by playing at the highest level. One way or the other, you have to earn that credibility. And the other thing, Rob, is this. How many people are on TV doing debate TV?
Just about 8 or 9 people. I mean, right. Like, seriously.
So think
like,
about that. Like,
I know, but that is, and that's the part. And I say there's so many other jobs. It's not that you can't aspire to do that.
Right.
And I get why you would want to. Don't get me wrong, Chris. As somebody who was doing it, and you know this, back in the seedling days, you know, at Cold
it's
Pizza
when
it's just starting up and trying to figure out what this is, and it was first and 10 back then, and you know, and it's evolved
Rob,
into a
to
different
your point,
thing.
All writers can't do this.
No, it ain't that easy.
No, I mean, because one is reporters, we're largely taught to just take yourself out of it, you know. Don't get yourself into the story. Now, as a columnist, you know.
Right. That's where you're supposed to write. You're using your voice. But I agree. And I just think people, I just think, yeah, you got to be able to not be focused in on the ultimate prize. That's a great thing to be looking forward to, Chris. But it can't be everything in your life. You can't just be sitting there. If that's the case, then 90% of the NBA players would be wasting their time. What am I doing here?
Let me ask you this.
What am I doing
Rob,
here in Miami? What am I doing in Charlotte? This makes no sense to me. This is dumb. You know what I mean?
Sincere question, though. Do you think we end up being unfair to players? If LeBron James, let's say the Lakers get bounced in the conference finals this year, and LeBron's on the podium and he says, look, man, and somebody's like, LeBron, how tough is this? I mean, you know, we know you wanted the championship. You guys thought you had the best team. What, you know, you're going out, you're going home before even the finals. And if he was like, you know what? I mean, this is, look, I wanted to win, of course. You know, that's what I play for. But I got a great life, man. I'm going home to my two sons.
Well, wait a minute, we heard that speech, man. That was the one when they lost.
When they lost,
Dallas? And he's
Dallas,
like,
and he said, yeah, y'all can go home.
Y'all can go home to your little miserable lives. Right. I'm rich.
Say miserable. Right. But you get what I'm saying. Russell Westbrook did it, remember, a couple weeks ago in reference to Stephen A's comment. Do you think we're unfair, though? LeBron probably would get criticized for being like, look, man, I'm happy. Yes, I wanted to win, it hurts me that we aren't going to the finals this year, and I won't win a fifth title. Yeah. But man, I'm good. I'm like I gave it my best. I've won championships. I'm good. He would get criticized.
Yeah, it just depends on really, like, I don't think that if he goes like, well, it doesn't matter or I don't care. Like there was a situation in Detroit. The Tigers had this great team. I can't remember the year, Chris, and they lost to the Red Sox in the ALCS. And I can't remember what year it is now, right? And they had a great team.
Right.
And after they did a live interview with Prince Fielder after the game. And he couldn't have been more cold or like it didn't matter than the interview, right? A live interview after the game.
So, man, he was just like unemotional?
Yes. He was like, man, it's over. I got kids to raise, man. I don't care about that. You know, like.
Okay.
And there were fans who were watching who were heartbroken. Do you know what I mean? It just wasn't. Right. Not that you got a boo-hoo or whatever, but he really made it like it didn't matter.
Right.
And I don't think people, that's what I'm saying. If LeBron made it like it didn't matter.
To an extreme. Right.
That's what I'm saying. If LeBron made it like it didn't matter and he got a great life and he's going to his fancy house and money.
Right.
But if he's just saying, man, yeah, like this has been, you know, like we tried to get it done this year. We wanted to repeat more than anything. So many things didn't go right for us. And then, you know, the other team over there, man, you know what I mean? Or whatever it is, the other team was just better than us this year. I don't think people would criticize him.
People might not, but Rob Parker would crush him. You know you would. Admit it. Rob, be honest. You wouldn't crush him.
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
Wow.
We'll see, because that might happen. It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you believe Kevin Durant when he says he's not motivated by winning titles anymore? We'll continue the conversation with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're also brought to you by AutoZone. Now, AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast, because we all know that some jobs just can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery is available on more than 100,000 parts. It's great, folks. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think of Kevin Durant saying he's not motivated by championships? You buy it? You like it? You hate it? What? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Coop in Seattle. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Coop?
Hey, man, long time no talk.
How you been?
Still doing, yeah, I've been all right. I'm sick of KD. I'm sick of just getting on the – I mean, here's the deal. It's easy to say that after you got your two chips.
Right.
Now, he wasn't saying that before he got his chip. Now, after he got his chip, I just want to play the game. I just want to get better at the game. Chris, you played basketball. You were trying to get better every time you went out there, correct?
Right. Yes.
You don't tell nobody
it
that.
It just didn't happen. You know
you
what I mean?
You get better by winning.
Right. So – it's just nonsense. I mean, him, Draymond, I mean, you know, you can't put a microphone in front of everybody. Hey, I appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, brother. Right, he ain't having. I think he's a little salty because, you know, that team could have been in Seattle, Rob. That could have been the Sonics, that old OKC team.
I remember going to Seattle to cover
I used to enjoy going there.
Me too.
Key Arena was great. They'll be back.
Yeah. Hey, Sean and Charlotte, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up? How you doing, Sean?
What's up? What's up, fellas? What's up?
What up?
All right, man. Hey, man, listen, man. I'm just going to put it out there. This is why there's only one GOAT, and this is why Michael Jordan is that. Because it does not matter about it. His mentality is, I want to win. I want to bring a championship for my team and for my city. You going up to Brooklyn, they want championships. They don't want to hear that star player saying, oh, it don't matter to me. In Brooklyn, they want a chip. They want championships. They want the banners. They want the love. And I just don't want my star player, my number one athlete, to be nonchalant like it really don't matter to him. Well, then why the heck you here? You should stay in the Bay Area. So that's my point, man. I agree.
Like I said, I think he's doing this to keep himself in the right mental space. But if he's not, if he's doing it, like you said, if he don't really, he ain't really interested in that.
See, I think he wants to win big time. I think they all know what they have a chance of doing and how big it would be, even with this loaded team. I mean, it still, because if they finally do come together, Chris, and they run the thing like I think they have a shot to do, I think it'll be one of those that you'll remember how great a team it was assembled. You know, it has a chance of being notable in NBA history. Would you say that?
Absolutely. And here's the other thing, and this kind of goes to the points you and I made. Why would he want James Harden there if it wasn't just about winning? Like, he would have a better opportunity to develop his individual game in various facets without Harden there. In fact, you saw him over the last few games when Harden's been out. What's he been doing, Rob, to a large degree? Handling the ball.
Yep.
Which is not his forte. I mean, he's a good ball handler and he can do it, but he's not a point guard. He doesn't have that type of vision. It's not his strength. But if he wanted to just develop that and get better at that to go along with everything else he does, you wouldn't need Harden.
Let's squeeze in Mark in Sacramento. Mark, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Real quick on this one.
Yeah.
I think these young kids have enough money now and enough things to do now that maybe their fire does dim a little bit, but I will say this about Durant. I think he's full of crap because this is the same guy who left OKC after having being up on them 3-1 to go join Golden State so he could win, and you know he's competing with LeBron James. He wants to be the best in the world. You can't tell me to be the best in the world. You don't have that fire every night. He sees LeBron James. He's following LeBron James. He's trying to get as many rings as LeBron James. I don't care what anybody says. So you can't have it both ways, KD. No, you can't.
Mark is fired up.
Today, man.
Mark might be calling in tomorrow on Trash Talking Tuesday the way he sounded.
It sounded like time he went after you, Chris, right there. Remember that?
What,
he was fired up.
Did he go after me?
Yeah.
He did.
I can't remember what you said.
What was it? I can't remember.
There was
what
something
it was.
You said. He went after you.
It must have been a mistake. He must have misheard.
No, I texted him earlier and then he called it. It was perfect.
All right, we got Kerry Kittles coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest is a former NBA veteran, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's happening, man?
What's happening,
Kerry?
What's
going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing
we
good.
We are great, man. We are great. Look, before we get to the basketball, we had your former teammate. You know, I covered you guys together.
Yep.
Kendall Gill.
Yes.
He was on, about a month ago. He is dying to get Jake Paul in the ring, Kerry. I mean, now how much was Kendall into the boxing and, I don't know, MMA back then? But you know what I mean? Like, did you know? Well, yeah, tell me about what he was like as a teammate in that regard.
Kendall always was into that kind of stuff as a teammate. You know, he was always a passionate boxer fan and followed the sport. But, you know, in the off season, he definitely spent time working on his craft, you know, whether it was sparring, whether it was – he was also into the MMA stuff. He did some jiu-jitsu stuff as well, training, and he worked himself up to a respectable belt level. So you ain't the kind of guy you want to run into in the club and talk trash to.
Only thing is, a lot of guys, you know, think they're tough though, Kerry, and then they get out there and they forget that other guys are swinging too. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I think most guys are full of it. They don't really, because I've always said this, and you see this, Kerry, in the NBA, guys are chirping at each other and talking about they're gonna kick your butt. Real guys who fight, they don't have to tell you, I'm going to come kick your butt. Do you know what I mean? They come swinging.
Yeah, and well, I could just tell you from this, Kendall Gill ain't afraid to get in the ring and fight. I mean, I saw him as a teammate have at least four fights, fist fights, against bigger guys.
In practice or in games?
Practice and one time with Steve Smith after a game.
I was going to say, I covered that story.
Yes. So
you mean Steve Smith? Those two nice
him
guys
and Steve
fighting
Smith
each other?
Got
really?
Into it after the game. That was an overtime game.
Kendall's 6'5" and Steve is 6'8". So So I can't speak for other guys, but Kendall ain't afraid to mix it up. I can tell you that.
Well, and he was 4-0, I think, in his little, you know, he boxed a little.
Well,
you
saw Nate Robinson, right? You saw him?
4-0. Well, Nate's a different animal.
No, I'm just saying,
Nate,
he thought he was
Nate
tough,
didn't
too.
Have the kind of experience that Kendall has training.
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying he thought he was tough, though.
All right, Kerry, let's get to the hoop. Look, I'm not going to make a lot out of Saturday night's loss to the Lakers, but one thing I did see that if I'm a Laker, I'm looking at this. Obviously, Andre Drummond was just too much to handle for the Nets inside. LaMarcus Aldridge couldn't do anything with him. If I'm the Lakers, I'm saying, okay, I got an unstoppable, a guy that they're going to have trouble with inside on the block. I can put the ball in LeBron James's hands and let him kind of control tempo, you know, play slower than the Nets really want to play. And I've got a great defense, one of the top defenses in the league. I think if I control tempo and slow it down, almost go a little old school with three-point shooters around the arc, I think that's my best chance of beating the Nets. Do you think that would be wise on the Lakers' parts, and that's something that could give this Nets team some trouble?
Yes, it's something that it will definitely be the Lakers' go-to style of play this year. I don't think that the Lakers is going to try to outrun some of these younger, more talented teams. When you look at Utah in the West, you look at Denver in the West, the youth of those teams compared to what the Lakers have, the mileage of LeBron and AD. And now you have a third option, a legit third option that teams got to be concerned about. Well, how are you going to match up against Drummond one-on-one off the box in the face of the situation? He's going to score or get fouled. And so that's going to be a tough cover. But against the Nets, though, playing two bigs, AD and Drummond, how are you going to slow the Nets down when they run all those ball screens? And you're going to switch? It's going to be an interesting chess match to see how that will play out. And we have to see and wish and pray that it works out on both sides.
Would you be concerned if you're the Nets? Sorry, Rob. Concerned about, do you have enough interior defense?
They have
that
now.
Whether it's the Lakers or the Philly or somebody like that.
Either or. I think the Nets have a manageable front court with Claxton, with DeAndre Jordan, and now you have Blake Griffin and Aldridge. You have enough bodies to get the job done where you're at least not getting dominated by Drummond or by Embiid. You can at least match up and use some fouls and slow those guys down.
And the other part in that game was they were 0 for 15 from three. When you do that, I don't care, you're not going to win. You know, that game turned around and Kyrie got knocked out. Are the Lakers really going to rely on Drummond with AD and LeBron? I think it was an aberration. I'm not saying that they won't utilize him, but I can't see him being any kind of focal point.
Like I said before, guys, think about today's game, the pace of play and how many possessions you have. LeBron and AD can't take every shot. And so when one of those guys are out the lineup, you're going to try to play through Drummond when you have opportunities to play through him and use his quickness and what he can do. He's a dominant scorer facing up guys in the league. He's one of the better bigs we have in the league. So they will use him, trust me. And he's going to be a tough cover out west and if they make it to the finals against any team that comes out of the East.
Kerry, and the Nets game got canceled tonight against Minnesota because of the latest police shooting in Minneapolis. But Kyrie was going to be out for personal reasons. Would that And we don't know what the reasons are. I don't know if anybody, you know, outside of maybe a best friend or something knows what's going on. Would that bother you at all as a teammate if a guy, especially one of your star critical players, it seems like he's kind of doing something like this every month or so. Would that bother you at all?
It wouldn't bother me because I think at this point, most folks that are around the Nets organization probably understand that there's some psychological issues there and that it's probably some sensitive matter that's been discussed internally. And so you probably have some sort of empathy for him and what he's dealing with. And so you know he's not dogging it, right? You know, you see when he plays.
No, when he's out there, he's playing his butt off.
Exactly. Right. So I think the teammates in this case, not always, but in this case, teammates will give him the benefit of the doubt and understand that, listen, he's just not right this week or you know, next week he's going to be out. We know why. And they're probably granting him that right now. And so it's unfortunate, but hopefully I'm just concerned that the kid is okay and that he's fine long term.
Yeah, and I think we have to really be there and in that spot where you are, because it's too easy to pass judgment. Everybody thinks because you're an NBA player and you make a lot of money,
correct,
that you have a perfect life, right, Carrie? And it's just not true. People have issues.
Yes, I mean the incident that took place in January at the nation's capital, remember, right after that, he was out for quite some time.
Right.
And now we have in this other stuff, we see the court case going on with the police officer in Minnesota. Now we just saw what happened. So I think something is triggering him with these events, these national events. That's just my guess. But whatever it is a concerning matter with this young man, and I'm glad to see that he's getting help and he's taking the necessary time for his mental wellness.
Kerry, you've, I'm sure, watched New Orleans, and they're putting the ball in Zion Williamson's hands. He's running point. He's not really a point guard, but he's handling the ball a lot more. What do you think of him? I think he's three of his last four games, he's had like 34 points or more, something like that. What are your thoughts on him, and has he even, you know, tapped his potential at this point? Because he's not the rebounder you think he would be or the defender yet. What do you think the future holds for him?
You're right. I think he can get better. I think what we're seeing now is just really phenomenal raw talent, right? Like, who can stay in front of this guy and body him up in ISO situations? I mean, with all this court space, he's going to drive by you, and once he gets you on his hip, you can't slow him down. He's 275, 80 pounds, and then he finishes so well around the basket. So I just think once he becomes any kind of legitimate perimeter threat, whether he wants to just, you know, learn a step back, learn a sidestep, make threes more consistently, which we've been hoping that Ben Simmons does in Philadelphia. He's not a perimeter threat, and he's still scoring 30-some points a night. I mean, the sky's the limit for this guy's talent.
Last thing for me, the Clippers are, you know, they had a midseason swoon. They had a big win over the Suns. They beat Portland. I think they've won 9 of 11 or something like that. Do you like where they're heading as we get into the final month of the season? Are the Clippers going to be viable this year with what they have? They added, of course, Rondo and Boogie Cousins.
Yes, sir, I do. I think the Clippers are definitely in that conversation in the West. I think they have what it takes. Now you're seeing Rondo around this team. Rondo's a winner. Everywhere he goes, man, he wins. He's one of the more competitive guys. And playoff Rondo shows up. You know, you're going to see a team that should definitely make it to the conference finals. They should be in that conversation. So I'm excited to see how it plays out. I think Paul George definitely has to have a strong postseason in order for him to make that conference finals. And they have very, very high expectations. And so I'm excited to see what they can do.
And let me say, it's 11 out of 13 now. That's where they are. I think I said 9 out of 11. 11 of 13. Okay.
Yeah. In the Western Conference, yeah, that's playing some basketball.
That's our man, Kerry Kittles. Great stuff, man, as always. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Have a good evening, Kerry. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Peace. Sources say is next. Keep it locked with The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. DJ Alex Tyshirt on the ones and the twos. And it is time for Sources Say.
Yes, Big Daddy.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we put Chris and Rob, two alleged reporters, to the test to see if they have
alleged
difference between a good source and a bad source. Rob, don't make me put you on Front Street now, Rob.
What?
Is it a true story or not? The last story you broke was because you were at the shoe store.
Oh.
That is true.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. Did you find that out from Rob G?
He told me.
Because everybody was like,
however they come.
It was an NFL story.
I remember
and NFL
the
Network
Rams,
picked
right?
it up. Yeah, with the Rams. And everybody like, Rob's breaking NFL stories now? And they were like,
however it comes.
They're like, damn, right. Rob got sources. Like, yeah, it's the shoe guy. All right, let's get to it now. Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. I got 7 stories. They all sound a little bit real. They all sound a little bit fake. It's up to these guys to tell me which sources are good, which sources are bad. I flipped a coin. Rob, you get first crack at the story number 1. So let's get to it. My sources say that former Lakers swingman Nick Young is in hot water after he threw some fake dollar bills at a gentleman's club. They had his own face superimposed on a, looked like a $100 bill, but it wasn't. It was his face. Swaggy P. Are my sources good?
Sounds preposterous that you would come and bring in some fake money, but I'm sure that the girls wouldn't be happy with it, and I'm sure the establishment wouldn't be happy with it. I'm going to say that's true.
Wow. That does sound true. I'm going with true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
All right, who did it? Somebody
you just
else
totally
did
made
no,
it.
No, Usher did it.
See, I knew
I
somebody
thought
else
about
did it.
Saving it for Shop Talk, but it was such a good story. I don't think we'd be able to do it. For
is
Shop
he in
Talk.
Trouble?
Usher did it?
Yes, and they were pictures of his head in the middle of a dollar bill.
So what are they going to do?
They're mad at him. What do you think they're going to do?
They just mad?
Well, he's already gone. Like, what are you... What are going to ban him from the club?
They probably ban him from the club.
Legal? Okay, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
One club out of how many?
He'll go to another one. Yeah. Right.
Right, exactly.
I would love to see the small claims court paperwork.
I mean,
that's right. You could make a case.
There should be something against that.
Oh,
because
no.
These girls, you know,
are
what
working.
I mean?
Like, Chris, right. They're working for their money. And that's like I just spent an hour around you shaking and twisting and twerking, and I got nothing for it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I guess in Usher's fairness to him, that the fake money was only used to make it rain with. I guess any VIP money was real money. So if that makes a difference, I don't know if it does.
Yeah, but they picked that money up. You don't know how many times, you know.
They think they rolled it, right. They thought they were like,
right, look at all this money, right.
All right.
And then they said, wait a minute. I didn't know Barack Obama was on money.
Wow. Maybe we should have done this for Shop Talk because this is going much longer and much more interesting than these other ones. All right, here we go.
Oh, the Harriet Tubman dollar bills are already out.
Right? What is
whatever,
this?
20? What was she going to be on the 20? When is that happening, by the way? Harriet Tubman getting her
I read that. When hell freezes over.
Or
I think
five
that's
or something. But that's I thought that was official.
No, I'm just
kidding. I think it was going to be the 20th, and I believe that President Trump's administration
that's what
delayed
I was going to say,
really?
Chris. Yes.
Delayed
it was during
it. They didn't
that.
End
yep.
it. Well, Biden's supposed to bring that back.
No, he probably will.
That's
he'll
one
get that
of the
done.
Things. We put you in there. Bring it back.
If anybody wants to get rid of their Andrew Jackson 20s, just mail them to the studio. We'll use them.
You're just right saying. About that.
All right, here we go. Right. Story number 2, only got a minute left. My sources say that Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been rumored to run for president in 4 years, and on social media, he did not exactly shut it down. Didn't say he would, but he is open to the idea. Chris, are my sources good?
Yes, that's true.
All these guys, their egos won't allow them to just say, no, I shouldn't be in that job, especially when you see the guys who have gotten the job. So, yes, that's true.
Yeah, right at this point, you know.
I'd vote for The Rock.
I think Rock might end up being a good president.
I mean, he's swole, so You know he's dedicated to something.
You know he could beat up everybody else's press.
That's right. I would love to see the Prime Minister of Canada say something to The Rock.
That's what it's come to now. I mean, my goodness.
Our president could fight your president.
The bar has been lowered.
All right. We only got 15 seconds very quickly. My sources say that DJ Alex Tyshirt did not wear pants one of the days he was on The Herd this week. My sources good.
That is false. I know Alex is better than that.
But do shorts count?
Bro.
Yeah.
Well, he wore shorts.